You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to the action on Boxing Day, the festive feast that is Boxing Day in the racing world. We've got plenty to look forward to. A great card at Kempton, three Grade 1s on their card, including the Christmas Hurdle and the King George. We've also got good racing at Wetherby over the obstacles as well, where there's the Roland Merrick. Plenty alongside that as well. Fontwell, Huntingdon, Market Racing, Sedgefield, Wincanton and Wolverhampton on the domestic front. And as if that weren't enough, there's also good racing over in Ireland. 4 days of fantastic stuff at Leopardstown. So a real good time of year for racing. Hope you're all having or about to have a very merry Christmas, depending on when you're listening to this, of course. And we're going to get the thoughts of somebody who used to enjoy Boxing Day in the saddle. Sir Anthony McCoy rode plenty of winners on Boxing Day. He has a very good record in the Christmas Hurdle, including winning on one of the horses that's running in this year's renewal in the particular race, in the shape of My Tent Are Yours. So interesting to hear his thoughts on that later on. And we'll get his thoughts on the four big races at Kempton, those three Grade 1s and the Novices Limited Handicap Chase, as well as the Royal America at Wetherby and the big race over in Ireland on Boxing Day, the Racing Post Novice Chase, a Grade 1 where we'll see Min in action against Identity Thief in what looks a pretty interesting race. So, without further ado, let's hear from Sir Anthony McCoy, and we'll start with his thoughts in the big four races at Kempton Park.
The 130 is a Novice Handicap Chase over 2.5 miles, and I'm torn between two here. Poker School of Ian Williams's, who was a good winner at Ascot just over a week ago. He's got Richard Johnson on board this time, and that's always a plus. And Max Ward of Tom George's, he won his chase debut at Huntingdon. He then stepped up in class when he finished third behind Altier in the Henry VIII Novice Chase at Sandown. He was beaten a long way that day, but I think going back up and trip might bring out improvement in Max Ward, and hopefully he can get the better of Poker School here. Grade 1 Cotto Star Novices Chase over 3 miles is a strong event as you'd expect, but I think only two can win. Those two are Froden of Paul Nicholls's, who's 4-5 this season over fences. He'd won disappointing run at Cheltenham in November, but bounced back in a similar event there last time. I think the one that might beat him though is Annabelle Fly. Tony Martin doesn't send him over for the fun of it. He was second in the Grade 1 Drinmore Novices Chase at Ferry House last time to Coney Island. He stayed on really well that day. I think stepping up the 3 miles will bring out enough improvement in Annabelle Fly to win the Cotto Star Novices Chase. 240 is the Grade 1 Christmas Hurdle. It's a race that I rode My Tent Are Yours to beat the new one in a couple of years ago, but he hasn't looked so good in his two most recent runs, most notably at Cheltenham when he got beaten by the new one last time. I'm hoping that both of them might struggle to beat Yanworth, a horse that wasn't that visually impressive last time at Ascot, but dropping back to 2 miles shouldn't be a problem, and I'm hoping he'll turn into a worthy champion hurdle contender here. The big race of the day is the King George. It's a small field, but it looks a real dust-up between the two Tizard stars. Thistlecrack has made a great start to his chasing career. He's 3-3. He's looked pretty flawless in those three runs, but he's got a lot more on his plate to beat his stablemate Q Card, who won last season's King George. He looked as good as ever when he won last time at Haydock, and I think he'll show he's still the number one chaser in the Tizard yard.
So Anthony McCoy's thoughts at Kempton then. He goes with Q Card to get the better of stablemate Thistlecrack. Q Card is currently 6-5 in the betting at the time of recording this. Thistlecrack 11-8, 12-1 Jossie's Hill, T for 2, 20s and 25-1 for Silviniaco Conti. Just mentioning a few of his other selections. Yanworth currently 11-8 for the Christmas Hurdle. In the Cotto Star Novices Chase, it's 11-4 for Annabelle Fly. And Max Ward 11-2 for the Limited Novices Handicap Chase on the card at Kempton as well. So those are AP's selections at Kempton Park. We also have Sir Anthony McCoy's thoughts on the big race of the day at Wetherby.
The big race of the day at Wetherby is the Roland Merrick Handicap Chase over 3 miles, and the two I like here are Yella Enki of Venetia Williams. Is a horse that was very impressive on his chase debut last time at Haydock, but he's only getting £4 from last season's RSA winner Black Lion, who has the two runs this season. In the Charlie Hall Chase, he ran very well here at Wetherby, and in the Hennessy at Newbury last time behind Native River. I think those are much better races than this is today, and I think he'll get his season back to winning ways here.
Starting with a previous Cheltenham Festival winner then, the RSA winner Black Lion, the selection for Sir Anthony McCoy in the Roland Merrick Handicap Chase, and here are his thoughts in the big race of the day over in Ireland at Leopardstown.
The Grade 1 Racing Post and Offices Chase is a race that Willie Mullins and Rich Ritchie have won 3 times in the last 5 years. They've got Min taking his chance for them here. He was very impressive on his chase debut at Navan last time. I think he's got a little bit more on his plate here though, with Identity Thief, who won last season's fighting 5th at Newcastle. He's made a good start to his chasing career. He's 2 from 2, and I think he'll get one over in Min here.
Yeah, it should be a fascinating matchup. That's Min 4 to 5 in the market. Identity Thief is 13 to 8, and it's 18 to 1 bar those two. So priced up as a match. JP thinks it's a match, leaning towards Identity Thief. Interesting stuff. We've got all that to look forward to on Boxing Day. Of course, you'll be able to hear all of the action here on William Hill Racing Radio. 11:50 a.m. we go on air. Ross Briley, Chris Pimlott and Ollie Pimlott, the team in the studio. We've got some superb racing to look forward to at Kempton Park. There's a Grade 3 at Wetherby as well, and plenty more on the domestic front. Fontwell, Huntingdon, Market Raisin, Sedgefield, Wincanton and Wolverhampton. And we'll endeavour to squeeze as much of that in as we possibly can. And we'll also obviously try and get in the Racing Post Novice Chase from Ireland as well at Leopardstown. Plenty to get stuck into. It's a festive feast of racing. Do tune in for all of that. Good luck on Boxing Day. Hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.